Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, welcome everyone to Angel Healing House Radio with myself, Claire Candy Hoff, and welcome to our first show of November 2018. I know, I hope you survived a rather intense full moon that was on October 24th with the planet Venus, the planet of beauty and compassion and sympathy, going retrograde, which it won't go forward until mid-November. And it saw many, these energies saw many people coming face to face with addressing relationship issues. This was necessary in order to acknowledge those issues that needed to be brought back into alignment so that we could release any negative attachments and be clear enough to engage fully with only pure love, acceptance, and forgiveness. Now, tomorrow we have a new moon in Scorpio and will help us to move forward and present us with new opportunities to apply all that we experienced and hopefully learned from at times after we've had a lot of uncomfortable self-examination over the past month. Now, this cycle represents an opportunity to, if you want to call it, get rid of junk in our lives in order to make important changes. This is seeing us delve deeper into understanding other people's motives instead of merely reacting to what is presented to us. It's actually giving us the opportunity to take the time to understand other people's motives, which can actually enrich our feelings of intimacy, tolerance, forgiveness, and get more of a sense of meaning. Embrace the healing energies of this new moon to set the stage for a positive new beginning and a new identity, and to see what needs to end in your life. It's really, truly a time to make a clean break, to create space for new opportunities to come in. There has never been a better time, actually, to reinvent yourself. Overall, the Scorpio new moon is asking you to do, well, there's the Posse of Angels are saying, a lot of spiritual work. Now, to help us deal with acknowledging any suppressed emotions that may come to the surface. Please do take time to nurture and to be kind to yourself. Do something for yourself that represents taking that power back in the areas of your healing, nurturing, and creativity. Set an intention during this new moon to follow your divine feminine wisdom and energy. And you know, everyone, the timing of these energies could really not be more perfect as we head into the holiday season, with it now being November, when so many people will be traveling to be together with their families. The Posse of Angels knows that there may be tears of joy reuniting with loved ones, but you know, they also know that there may be tears of resentment, irritation, frustration for those who find it a great strain to be with their families. So, the Posse of Angels, as always, in good humor, wish to address this in their topic today, which they have entitled Healing Family Relationships. Many times our relationships with our biological families are the hardest to deal with, as they are often laden with heavy burden of blame, as many people see themselves as victims. Now, the Posse of Angels says that there are several higher reasons for so many of us returning and reconnecting with family. By returning to our birth families, many of us experience just how much our attitudes to our families have changed, as many of us are now living a life of acceptance, non-judgment, peace, and unconditional love. Also, by visiting our family, it does give us a chance to bring into divine alignment anything that remains which is not of unconditional love and forgiveness. With so many awakened and conscious people having cleared their issues, we've allowed ourselves to detach from family members' stories, their self-imposed tragedies, illusions, and perpetual dramas. By detaching and allowing our family members to live their own journeys, we love them for exactly where they choose to be. Now, having done so, many of us have transcended the need for blame and seeing ourselves as that victim. In addition, many of us have enlightened. We've enlightened to the knowledge that we are not here to teach anyone anything, including our families, on how to act or to instruct them on how they need to be more spiritual. With clear-eyed awareness, many of us have now taken responsibility for our contribution to the perpetuation of separation and negative emotions that we might have held at one stage for family members. Now, having done the above, we've taken back our power by choosing to be loving and peaceful and happy rather than choosing to be right. We've chosen to come home to who we are. We've chosen to come home to our divine, eternal nature. And because many of us have chosen to come home to ourselves, well, we choose to literally go back to our family roots. And no matter what the reason for the reunion, it presents us with a deeper meaning for us going. For instance, my client, let's call her Mary. Mary experienced what it felt like to return to her family this past year. She revealed to me that growing up as the only girl in a family with two older brothers had been very difficult in the religion and the culture in which she was raised. Her mother and father praised the sons and virtually did not recognize or listen to their daughter. It was voiced that education would be wasted on her, as she was a very pretty girl. And they knew that she would be married off, in their words, to somebody rich, and they would just that she would just have children. And while Mary was not against marriage or having children, she grew up deeply saddened that her talents of writing were not encouraged and they were not praised like those of her brothers. She put all her efforts into her looks. Mary made the decision to get the recognition of her parents by marrying a wealthy man. She had children and went on to live many years being subjected to his abuse. After she decided to divorce, she then decided that even though her family did not honor her talent of writing, she would honor herself, and she began to write and publish books. Only out of a sense of duty in the years that followed, she would force herself to go home for visits. On the days before her departure, she would begin to experience a heavy feeling of either being judged by her family for divorcing or not being listened to. And every time she visited, her feelings were like a premonition, a self-fulfilling prophecy that had her filled with rage and hurt at her parents' blatant disregard for her feelings and her efforts as they continued to praise her older brothers. Through our intuitive counseling together, Mary could clearly see why she had chosen these particular souls to be her parents. She also saw, because of her own actions in previous incarnations, why she'd chosen her parents' contrasting characteristics to help strengthen and challenge aspects of her life's lesson for her soul to grow spiritually in this life. Through our sessions together, Mary became empowered to respect her talents as a writer, and she decided to sign on with a literary agent. With renewed enthusiasm, she finished her first novel, and it was some time later that she joyously called to tell me that a publishing house was going to publish her book. It was an absolute dream come true for her. She decided that since it had been some time since she had seen her family, that she would return home for a visit. On her journey home, she found herself getting very excited to finally prove to her family that she was a recognized writer. Sitting with her family, she excitedly told them what she had accomplished, as she had kept the knowledge of the publishing of her book a secret from them. And the only thing that her mother said was, "You know, your brother is a brilliant writer. Why doesn't he get a literary agent?" Well, it was in that very moment that Mary realized that what her mother said, or what her mother did not say, no longer had any effect on her. With her healing work, she was no longer triggered. She was no longer reactive. And she knew that her mother's words and actions had nothing to do with whether she was talented, but it was more of a reflection of her mother's programming to favor her sons, as sons were everything in their culture. You know, everyone, in that instant, when Mary realized that she no longer needed anyone else's approval, recognition of her talents, she smiled, knowing that she was no longer needy and dependent on her family's approval. In fact, she later told me, for the rest of the visit, that she now only chose to see her family through the eyes of God, as beautiful, divine souls, each one of them choosing their own path and acknowledging and thanking and blessing them for being in her life. You know, everyone, because she was no longer reactive, she saw her family as lovely souls with their own free will, who could create and make choices along their own journey in life. And instead of being judgmental and bitter and resentful and angry, well, Mary chose to bless her parents and respect where they chose to be on the path of their spiritual journey. Turning the mirror back on herself, Mary remembered that it took her to the age of 42 to awaken to who she truly was. Mary let go of judgment on how her parents should or ought to or had to have acted, and allowed them the same freedom of choice that she had on whether to enlighten. With her surrendering judgment, well, she stopped blaming others and using them as an excuse for not honoring her God-given talents. She started to live through her divine nature and her unlimited power inside, that unlimited power of choice. Mary said her trip back to her family was not so much about reuniting with them, but more so, it was about reuniting with herself. For the reflection of her family showed that she connected with her power within to choose whatever path she wished to follow without asking anyone if she was worthy or deserving enough or capable of stepping forward to her dream of becoming a published author. So if you find yourself reuniting with your family and you find it very trying, if you find that you slip back into reactive and triggered behavior, here are some helpful hints from the Posse of Angels that just might see you through the visit. Now, firstly, the Posse of Angels wish for you to know that everyone, and they truly do mean everyone without exception, that is in your biological family, you carefully chose those specific souls to be a part of the contract for your present incarnation. Nobody comes in to a physical human incarnation without writing a contract for their life. And if you want to find out more about writing contracts about your life, you can find out all about it in this book, One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness. Why we write the contracts, why we choose the particular souls, especially if they have such extraordinary contrasting characteristics to our own. You'll find out all about it. And this book can be purchased on Amazon.com along with all my other books. So back to Mary, back to our first hint. You wrote your contract and you did this because you chose those specific souls because they agreed to help with the spiritual growth of your soul, which is one of the main reasons why we're here in physical incarnation. In addition, you chose your parents, your siblings, your relatives. You chose them to have certain characteristics to help you learn those lessons. And yes, even if they were controlling, opinionated, abusive, or deceitful, this contrast was what was needed for your soul to learn to stand up and respect yourself to become empowered. And even though it may be difficult to find out what the presence of someone who is in our life, what that means, especially if they have abused us, when we view it from a higher angel's perspective, we may see their presence very differently. Now, the Posse of Angels is sharing with us that we may have been an abusive person in a previous incarnation, although nobody wants to admit that. And we've chosen abusive spouse to be in our lives so that we can experience what it feels like firsthand to be abused by another. This is the law of karma in action. Now, bringing the feelings of things like resentment, regret, sadness, bitterness, and anger towards an abuser back into divine alignment to complete forgiveness and unconditional love, the Posse of Angels are saying this is not easy. But by doing so, we do not condone what they've done in any way. But by choosing to bring our feelings back to love and forgiveness, we learn the lessons of tolerance, patience, forgiveness for someone who is so vastly different from us. What this then does is it releases any triggers and reactive behaviors within us. It creates space for us to experience untold peace and untold happiness as we no longer are holding negative energies within. Now, the Posse of Angels also wish to share with us that if we are challenged by our family this holiday season, they want each of us to remember that what another person says or does has nothing to do with us, but it has to do with their own beliefs and their own programming and the triggers and reactive behaviors that may be consciously or unconsciously steering the ship of their emotional state. The most controlling people in the world are terribly insecure inside. Some of them were hurt as children. Some of them were abandoned. Please do not take what another person does or says personally. And please do remember to bless them for whatever they choose to be along the path of their physical journey. Because, quite frankly, I wouldn't want anyone to judge me on my physical journey. Now, with so many of us having cleared and we've cleansed our negative emotions, we've come home to living from our divine eternal natures. And because we know that it's always been the power of love that will change our world, we're beginning to see the result of the power of light that so many of us have held for so many years. Coming from a more awakened center, many of us are no longer reactive and energetically have shifted to only allow that which is of the purest and utmost truth to be part of our lives. And because we've shifted to only accepting truth, the world around us and anything that is not truthful is being dismantled and the dark is crumbling before our eyes. With the approaching of Thanksgiving for those that are traveling, and by the way, it is the most traveled time of the year to be with family, the Posse of Angels would like to share that it is important to remember that each relationship is a blessing as we wrote these people into the contract of our life. Each soul helps us to grow because it challenges us. And many times they provide the contrast that allows us to be more compassionate, more loving, non-judgmental, and more forgiving. They're wonderful actors in the theater of our lives, the people in our families, and they help us to establish a more truthful existence for ourselves. In this way, there are no mistakes in relationships. Please do remember, as you get together for Thanksgiving, all relationships, especially our biological families, they are all divine. And you know, when I went to my spirit animal cards for additional messages, a particular animal came lumbering in. And lumbering is a very good use of the word for Mr. Bear. Bear energy sees a reawakening after a very deep slumber. And it often makes his first movements and efforts very difficult. But Mr. Bear instinctively knows that it's time to make movement. He represents an individual who's on the cusp of personal transformation as they emerge from some sort of darkness into the light. And while it may be hard to adjust our eyes, one's increase in activity and in feeding one's hunger after a long duration of hibernation. Now that hunger could be an emotional hunger, maybe a yearning to grow, maybe a yearning to experience movement. These will all help guide our choices. With our topic about healing relationships, the bear is encouraging us to see our connections in a very different light so that we may release and transform any stuck, some might even say, some hibernating energies and see us back to the light of just pure love. We may have had our reasons in the past to feel anger, bitterness, resentment or regret towards our families, but none of those reasons transcended the fact that we wrote that person in our human contract, and sometimes in deep contrast to who we are, to teach us those things of tolerance, acceptance, patience, and forgiveness. Like Mr. Bear, going towards the light, he is supporting us in seeing our relationships from, some would say, a higher perspective, so that we may acknowledge them, thank them, bless them for being all part of our human journey. So thank you so much, Mr. Bear, for coming in and giving us that insight. You may now go lumber away. You've been listening to me, Claire Candy Huff, on Angel Healing House Radio. With those few minutes left, I'd just like to remind everyone, as we are going into the season of gift giving, do you have anyone on your list that loves to read? Perhaps you have children to give some holiday gifts to. This book is a beautiful way to explain that we do not die, and that death is certainly not the end. This beautiful book, Angels of Faith, that explains that we are divine and eternal, and has beautiful pictures. Let me see if I can show you some of these beautiful pictures in the book. Let me see. And there's Mr. Rags. It's told in such a way that not only people buy this book for adults, for children, but I have many people who have those in their family who are bereaved and also are going through terminal illnesses. They buy it because of the message, and it reawakens the knowledge in each one of us that we are divine and we are eternal. That is our nature, and that we do not die. So that's a great one for children on your list. Then to find out more about our writing the contracts of our lives, what happens in our one true home across the veil of forgetfulness. And it explains my most important five past lives, and then what I did in the afterlife. And it's full of so much spiritual wisdom. One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and the sequel to that book, my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, the autobiography of myself, Angel Ariel. This is about, explains about walk-ins and my personal journey being Angel Ariel now in the body of Claire Candy Huff. So go to my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com, or you can purchase all of these books and also my CDs on Amazon.com. We are going to take a short break, and when we come back, there'll be more from myself and the Posse of Angels. We'll see you in a few minutes.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com. Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Huff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
You're back with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. Before we get to those callers, the Posse of Angels wishes to share that they would be remiss if they did not acknowledge that this day in the United States, people are voting, and in very important elections. And they really want to make it very clear what is the definition to vote. The definition to vote is to bring about a collective expression of choice with that which then represents the majority. And they're reminding us that our present state of affairs, if we like it or if we don't like it, and our candidate choices, well, they didn't occur by happenchance. They occurred because we gave our power away, but that we as a collective expression created it, and as such, we are responsible for those people who are in power. Now, from their angels' point of view, the Posse of Angels, and they're stating the laws of attraction, which clearly state that like attracts like, and what we put our focus on, we bring to ourselves. It's so obvious that the human collective, even those who teach and know the spiritual laws of cause and effect, have expressed by their actions and their attention and focus to have the present candidates in office. For if any time over the past years we have complained, we've criticized, we've judged any candidate, we've spent time on social media posting against things, then we have unconsciously accumulated energies in the grand vortex of the collective to bring about more of the same energy of judgment. And, you know, we can protest all we want that we didn't mean to have these judgmental, criticizing, disparaging, slandering candidates show up in our lives. But you know what? The universe doesn't decipher. It doesn't distinguish our rationale and interpretation behind our focus, for it will only bring us more of the same energies. Now, the Posse of Angels wishes for us to think back to this past year, perhaps to all the time and energy we spent on reading posts about outrageous actions and derogatory words from some of the candidates, and multiply that by others in the collective doing exactly the same thing. And you know what? It's really no surprise what's shown up in our physical reality in the realm of politics. Like spoiled, bickering children, we must be given time out in order for us to see the error in our ways and the consequences as to the use of our words, our energies, actions, in order for us to realize that we always had the power to manifest a different system and very different candidates. Now, myself and the Posse of Angels, we are setting about today to bless today's elections, and we pray, fervently pray, that we finally see what we do want in our lives, not putting our focus on what we don't want. And I hold my prayers and light for a world that truly does care more about humanity's needs than votes, contributions, money, greed, and power. You know, when we put all of our focus and attention on that which is inclusive, respectful, honoring, unified, peaceful, kind, and loving, then all other energies which are different to these will fall away. For each of us will not give it any energy or oxygen in order for it to survive. Bless the chaos in the world. We bless it for teaching us that what we've all contributed to with our judgment and criticism that we've given energy to at one time or another, whether we were conscious of it or not, and whether it was towards this election or any other area of our lives. It doesn't matter. And if we wish to have a very different energy for our world and the leaders we choose, we now realize that we need to choose to focus on very different energies. You know, the Posse of Angels wishes to make it very clear that this election is different in many ways, as many of us are now clear enough to see and perceive the lies and deceptions from the ludicrously skewed and biased manufactured media, and how the dual party system was always created in order to divide people. It was never created to bring people together for the common good of all concerned. You know, one of the greatest goods to come out of this election is that it has made more and more people aware and interested in politics. Wow, more and more people are getting involved because of the tremendous contrast that candidates have showed. It has inspired us to question the whole political process, if in fact there ever really has been an election, or is it just a carefully manipulated theater to put pre-selected, chosen, not voted people into positions to carry out prescribed agendas, which would then benefit only a privileged few on the planet. You know, the Posse of Angels is saying that we as humans needed to become aware of and experience the darkness and corruption before we could finally see the light. Regardless of who wins, we all win because many of us have awoken to asking questions, getting involved, and taking inspired action to seeing that important issues are spoken about, rather than the creation of just another spectacle that sells enormous amounts of commercial advertising and diverts millions and millions of dollars away from things that other smaller countries have, things like funding free college, funding education, funding the arts, housing, feeding, and health care for all, just to name a few areas. As for voting today, the Posse of Angels wants you to follow your truth and do what your higher consciousness sees fit. Once this day is over, and the winners are announced, the Posse of Angels wishes for all of us to know that all will be okay, no matter who wins, because at least now many of our eyes are open. For when it's all over and the dust settles, the Posse of Angels is asking us to heal our irritation and frustration. In this way, we can go beyond our feelings of perhaps betrayal and focus our intention on coming together as a powerful collective on planet Earth and put our full attention on creating a humane, kind, respectful, and truthful world for all concerned. The power to create a new humane world has always been inside each and every one of us. But we've not utilized our power, and we've let it be diverted and diluted by a very manipulative system that was always set up to give us the impression that we had a vote, a say in what was best for our country. In this way, it is we who made ourselves invisible and not the system that was put into place. So with this knowledge, the Posse of Angels is reminding us of how we can all step forward. Firstly, it's imperative to understand that each of us has the power to design a new world. As we can clearly see from this election, it really does depend on our focused intention. It is we who get to choose the energetic makeup of our everyday worlds, and it is we who get to choose a world of truth, kindness, acceptance, and peace. But it is tantamount for each of us to take responsibility for this enlightened creation. peace doesn't lie in the hands of a voted, selected, or predetermined candidate. A humane world does not lie in a Congress, and a world of truth is certainly not determined by policies. A humane world lies in each one of us, and the accountability of the words we choose to speak, and the energies of the feelings and the love, the thoughts that we carry within our hearts in every single solitary moment. Each of us is a part of this same collective expression that contributed to what has shown up in our political reality because we are the world. How each and every one of us chooses to show up sets the tone for the rest of the world. If there was a perpetuation of judgment and criticism, then learn from it. Make a choice, a concerted effort to change by finding ways to see the harmony where disharmony existed before. Find ways to be kinder, perhaps finding more ways to be honoring and respectful, no matter what somebody's stand is, rather than choosing shaming and blame. The Posse of Angels are voting that each of us finally sees and connects to the immense power within us, and they vote for us to make our decisions by connecting through our divine eternal nature, through our hearts. For we can clearly see how our current world was created through the rational and logical way of thinking that money, greed, control, power for some were much more important than humane, equal, and respectful outcomes for all concerned. It's through our hearts that we will create a world of inclusion, unity, compassion, kindness, harmony, love, and peace for all. They're voting today for humanity, and that each of us allows ourselves to realize how very important we are to the collective expression. We are all at a very new threshold with this election, and we can all go forward and make very different informed choices armed with the knowledge that the power to change our world does not lie in any elected official, but the power to change the world always lies within each one of us. So with that being said, thank you, Posse of Angels. Let's go to our callers. If you would like to call in for a free angel reading, you can call in to the show on 1-800-930-2819. Let's go to our first caller. We have Stephanie in New York. Stephanie, you're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio.
Hi. Thank you. That was very interesting. So one of the big questions that's been on my mind lately is about choosing a doctor. Mm-hmm. I've been having a tough time with it, and it's been kind of a roller coaster.
Okay. Tell the Posse of Angels who your choices are.
Okay. So Dr. Blank, Dr. Sonoda, Dr. Levine, and Dr. Freemer, or another doctor I haven't found yet, if they don't like any of those.
Okay, so you have Blank, Levine, Sonoma, and?
Sonoda.
Sonoda.
S-O-D-A, and Freemer.
And F-R Freemer? Okay.
F-R-I-M-E-R, yeah.
I-M-E-R. Okay.
And I'm open if they don't like any of them.
Now, the Posse...
Thrilled with any of them either.
The Posse of Angels are very magnanimous. And the Posse of Angels, first of all, want before they make any decision, if they do make a decision, I don't know if they will or they won't, they want to know that each one of these doctors is very capable. They are capable in their own fields. They are very learned. They have lots of experience. if they should choose one over another, it doesn't mean that one is bad or, you know, or that they don't know what they're doing. But there's all different kinds of reasons that they could suggest for you to go to one doctor over another. For instance, you may need information about an area of your life. And let's say you went to Dr. Levine and, you know, you bumped into his sister who was visiting him from overseas, and you become best friends with her. And then there's a lifelong kindred, you know, spirit there that that you connect with. There may be information. There may be all kinds of different reasons for if they say to go with one over the other. So that with that being said, let's see if they have a preference, one over the other. And then the next one. And then the next one. And then the next one. Okay. They have made their decision, but they do not want me to say and then I'm asking them if they want you to look elsewhere after they've decided on this one.
Okay, good. Yeah.
And they're saying no. If there's one thing that I know, Stephanie, about my posse of angels, they are so careful about giving out information that could hurt or be harmful to others or could be misconstrued. They don't pussyfoot around and they don't mince words. But, you know, in giving these names out over the radio, I think it would be only fair to not say the name that they chose. So once again, saying one, it's like door number one, door number two, door number three.
Did you message it to me?
Yes, I was just about to say, I will private message it to you. Okay.
Thank you.
They're saying.
That's fair. Yeah, I understand.
Okay. So they're saying definitely there is one on that list who, for whatever reason, and they're not saying the reason, because a lot of times in life, you know, they want us to be surprised. They want us to, you know, follow the breadcrumbs and see where it leads us. Because if we knew everything, why would the heck, why are we here in the first place? You know, if we didn't allow ourselves to be surprised and to follow the thread of life. So they're definitely saying that one, they're choosing one over the others. And again, it's not because he's more experienced and it's not because he is a better doctor or has better bedside manner or whatever. They're saying
it would be better for me
from a higher perspective. It would be better for you at this time. Perhaps you knew each other in a previous incarnation. Oh, I just got chills about
that. There might be karma or something.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh my gosh! There come the shivers. There come the shivers of confirmation. So this is a coming around full circle of a karmic connection, and this feels like, you know, that you would be doing a dance of karma again with this person. So that's excellent.
Okay.
It's really good. Okay. So let me shuffle the cards.
And would they like...
Go on.
So different doctors have different, like, plans and timelines and order of events. And so whatever the doctor is, that I'll know soon, I guess. Do they also recommend following that? Or do they recommend me maybe asking questions or maybe seeing if it could be tweaked or if I should just totally listen to their, you know, whatever it is they say?
Well, the posse of angels are very good at telling people to follow their intuition, follow your instinct. I mean, the doctor will have a plan. They will have, set that out as they do from their knowledge and their expertise, but it is we who carry this instinct inside of us. So if you have an instinct to ask a question and to see if it can be tweaked because there's something instinctively or in intuition, you know, that you get a hit from a psychic point of view to ask. I definitely would ask questions. Ask questions because, you know, you being informed and bringing forth those questions might see the plan being tweaked in a different way or added to, and be even better than it is now. So let's go to the cards and see what comes out.
One, two, three. Thank you,
Posse. Oh, there we go. It's the King of Wands. This is the confirmation that the one that they chose is the one, because this person is top in his career. But the King of Wands is also not just top in his career, but he is a just person, somebody who is more than likely to listen to your thoughts and your opinions, and to take them into consideration. He's a very soft king, the King of Wands. He's no nonsense, but he's not cold-hearted like the King of Swords. And I'm not cold-hearted, but not emotionless. And he's not sort of off with the fairies like the King of Cups. But you know, he really is an inclusive kind of guy. So this is confirmation that definitely you should ask questions and be involved in the plan. The next one is the Seven of Pentacles. The Seven of Pentacles is that planting of the seeds. The seven is following the divine within you. So they're saying, just like, you know, you were prompted to call in today and ask which one of the four was, you know, would be a direction to go in. They're saying, please, don't discount your intuition. Don't discount your intuition. And the next card that comes out for you is the Universe card. Okay, this is the major arcana card of it's a completion and it's a beginning. So that's a really good indicator.
Is that the wheel and some?
No, this is the world. This is the world card. So the world card is a completion. Maybe the completion of the journey to find that doctor who is going to be of most help for you. And it's also the beginning, because with every completion, there starts a new beginning of healing, a new beginning of a healing journey with this doctor. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Stephanie. I get a really good feeling about that. And after the show, I will PM you that name.
Okay, thank you so much. I'm looking forward to it. It's been months and everyone's like, so did you pick a doctor yet? And I've seen good things and not, you know, about all of them, or not so great things about all of them. And it's just been so frustrating. So okay. I very much appreciate the help.
You're very welcome. Take care. Lots of love. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you. You too. Lots of love to you too. Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. And we've got a few moments left. I did not mention on your Christmas list, I did mention my books, but I did not mention this beautiful angel, guided angel meditation CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now. It's about 22 minutes of absolute heaven. The angels and I take you on a journey of remembrance, a journey in which you are taken to a hidden island and you walk up a path and you come to certain points where you can release health concerns, you release money issues, you release self-worth issues, anxiety, physical pain, emotional pain. And when you get to the top, you meet those archangels to help you even further along your path of healing and to have clarity and direction. So this beautiful CD can be found and purchased on my website. Once again, my website is angelhealinghouse.com. And I'm wishing everyone an absolutely beautiful week. Again, happy Election Day. you've already won because the power is already inside of you. And remember to go out and fashion not only a beautiful election day, but a beautiful life for yourself in every moment with your thoughts and your words and the feelings you hold in your heart. Love, and as always, angel blessings. And I look forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care, everyone. Bye.